you know what? Sometimes being a movie critic is not all it's cracked up to be. Because I come across movies like this one that we're going to be talking about today that have every opportunity to do something powerful. And yet they end up going an entirely different direction. The movie that we're going to be talking about today is Treasure. Now, if you have not heard of this movie, don't feel bad. It's an indie title. But this movie is a story about a family's search for answers amongst many painful memories. Unfortunately, it gets way off track from what it is trying to do. It's actually based on a true story. The Brett family is the story that it's based on. And Lily Brett is the author of the original story, and her dad is Max Brett. They changed the names for the movie, and in the movie they are Ruth Rothwax and Israel Rothwax. They are Polish immigrants to America who Israel survived the Holocaust, and Ruth wants to go back and see where her family came from. She wants answers. She wants to tour the things like a tourist. And it's like, okay, why would any Polish Jewish family want to return to these scenes? And like I said, this movie had every opportunity to go a different direction than what it did. I am giving Treasure a guilty rating for numerous different reasons. For number one, it's the story. Number two is just the blatant, in-your-face disrespect that this does to the survivors of the Holocaust, to those lost in the Holocaust, to history in general. This one is just, it was hard. I was crying at the end of this because it was so hard to sit through because of the way that it's done. I mean, Stephen Fry, I normally don't talk a lot about the actors, but this is one that's, it's kind of a necessary thing. Stephen Fry is Israel Rothwax, representing basically who Max Brett was. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. You see, he can pull off the emotion. He can pull off you feel it when he feels something on the screen. And it's like you want to be there and you just want to give him a hug. And the history that he experienced was so horrific. It's off topic from the movie a little bit, but if you've never had the chance, there are numerous Jewish museums around the United States, and they are just, if they are emotional, but they are so powerful. So if you have a chance to check one out, please take the time and do so. If you have any heart at all, you will not regret it. Getting back to the movie, the daughter, Ruth Rothwax, representing Lily Brett, she was played by Lena Dunham. Now, I don't know how much you follow modern culture and stuff, but Lena Dunham is extremely, extremely left-wing. She takes a lot of really poignant things in this movie and almost makes light of the Holocaust. She doesn't come out and, like, there's no, like, jokes about it, but, I mean, just different things, different quotes that she says throughout the movie. It's such a disrespect to all of those who experienced this. And I don't know, and of all things to put in this movie, in one scene, she is full nude. Now, I could have gone my entire life without seeing that in any sort of movie. I'm not fat shaming anyone. I'm a big gal myself. But that has nothing to do with that. But that does not belong in a story such as this. This is not about women pride. This is not about, showcasing, aspects of woman, and just, that is not what this is about. And they go through and they find things to the history, and they find places where they used to live, and they find artifacts from this family. And then they start to piece together these pieces of history from their own history, and then it just loses track again. It loses its way again. And finally, in one scene, there's one thing that they come across that actually ties it together and kind of attempts to reconcile some of the things that went off track in this movie. And they talk about a lot of really sensitive things in history, but it just loses its way. Like I said, it's had such an opportunity to be a powerful telling of this family's story. And instead, it just went down this other path that just made you sick to your stomach. So, if this is one that you want to see, please wait till it's out on DVD, Blu-ray. That probably gives you a hint to where I'm at score-wise. Again, I did give Treasure a guilty rating. And score-wise, I'm only giving Treasure a 3 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. And yes, you heard that right, a 3 out of 10, which is, if you must see it, wait till it comes out on DVD, Blu-ray, because this one, for as much promise as it has, it doesn't deliver. There were maybe 15, 20 other people when I saw this in the theater, like I see a lot of my other movies, just like everybody else. And I asked them what they thought when they were leaving the movie, and there were people that just walked by me just shaking their head, just like shaking no. And I had two different couples, and then one gal just sit and ask me what I thought. She had actually really enjoyed the movie, and I was kind of curious why, but she's the only one that really felt that way, so I really wanted to talk to her and find out. But she was looking at it more from the daughter's perspective of, like, just wanting to go back and tour Auschwitz and go through all these places, like, it's this cool modern age museum to just kind of check out and just see things of history and then move on. And I could not wrap my brain around that. And there was another couple there that was crying when she was saying this, and both the husband and wife were both in tears, and they had lost somebody directly connected to them in the Holocaust. And I've got family and stuff that's also connected to the thing, and they just could not understand how a movie done in such a way that's actually based on a true story could end up so disrespectful that it just left you sick to your stomach and absolutely heartsick. So, I hope this at least helps if this is a movie that you're considering. If this is one that you've seen and you have a drastically different idea, feel free to reach out to me. I would honestly love to know what you think. So, if you always want to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy stuff, you know which buttons to push, and I will be back soon. Bye-bye.